We got to get right into it. That was a cool cliffhanger. I'm sorry. But tradition is tradition. So, Griff, can you start us off? We'll just get right to the good stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of the good stuff, what the hell are you drinking, Adam?
I'm still drinking all day IPA because that's what you do. You drink it all day. All day.
Speaking of all day, every day. Emily, what you drinking?
I, too, am keeping it OG with Crowd Control.
Well, speaking of the OG, Zach, what you drinking?
Nice, I appreciate that, Griff. I'm keeping it OG with my Trulies. I got a black cherry this time.
The one not OG member of the cast.
Truly.
Well, nothing. Speaking of nothing, hey Steve, what you drinking?
Hey Griff, this is Steve here from the Hideous Laughter Podcast. I play my two band Saw on the show. Tonight I am drinking a White Claw. This is the mango. Oh no, it's not. It's the tangerine variety. Oh. Close one there, guys. Sorry. Mango's coming up though.
Crisis averted.
Yeah.
Speaking of a crisis, hey Heath.
Hey, what's up? I'm going to assume you're talking about Tex.
Yeah, well, one and the same.
Yeah, I've got one Jameson and two Modellos.
Oh, boy. Recording two episodes back to back, you really cut the liquor budget close.
Yeah, speaking of that second episode, I'm on my fourth Vizzy, so let's get weird.
Jesus.
Yeah, so the situation is rough. I'm going to cut to the chase. We have Yavari and Tex down with still, is it three components of Swarm up?
Yep.
Yeah. One that is attached to Tex. And the other two, everybody's kind of clustered up in this hall here. And there, you see Tex and Yavari unconscious on the ground. And y'all, I need a bwah. Nice. We didn't even have to count it, you guys. That was good. High noon. Triaxis. 100 miles west of the spaceport city of Zo. Tex Arcana approaches the door of a low-roofed building, the tails of his duster flapping in the frigid wind. The words Flurry Creek Bank are etched and painted above the entrance. He swings the door open and approaches the teller's counter, his smile as bright as the spurs that jingle from the soleless boot tops he wears perched upon his hairy feet. As he tips his leather cowboy hat, the Riforian teller smiles back, looking down at him.
Ma'am, could you help me out with a very particular situation?
Why, of course, sir. How could the Flurry Creek Bank be of assistance today? Tex pulls a leather satchel off his back and slaps it down on the counter.
If you could be a sweetheart and take all the cred sticks from under the counter and place them in this here bag, I'd consider it a kindness.
Stunned, the Riforian woman's hand begins to creep toward the underside of the desk until Tex, his brown eyes locked onto her ice blue ones, winks and says,
Darling, if you'll help me out here, I'd be mighty obliged.
Her hand relaxes and halts its trajectory. And after a brief pause, she types a 5-digit code into the register. A drawer pops open, and with a dreamy smile, she begins to transfer handfuls of credits into the satchel. The bag full, Tex again tips his hat.
I thank you kindly. Now, if you don't mind.
And at that moment, several people enter the front door, guns drawn. Two Akeshti, a Yosoki, and an obviously nervous young Shirin, just on the cusp of adulthood. Tex continues.
My friends here are going to make sure no funny business occurs while I pull up the old space wagon. Young William?
He addresses the nervous youngster.
You done good. Just keep an eye on the door till I get back. Red Ted, keep an eye on the kid.
The bank teller's smile fades. Whatever charismatic spell Tex had cast upon her begins to dissolve as he walks back out the front door. Before the eclectic crew can react, the bank teller's hand darts below the desk and a set of klaxons begin to blare throughout the bank. In the blink of an eye, a laser blast catches her in the throat before gravity can lower her to what she hoped was the safety of the floor behind the counter. The scene kind of fades and changes into a street iced over due to frigid temperatures.
This is not what I signed up for,
mutters Yavari Star Eater as she follows her commander and fellow legionnaires down the frozen street, the cold air cutting through her despite the wings furled around her arms for warmth.
Keep up, Star Eater. If you don't pull your weight, you don't get your cut.
With a growl so low it's lost in the wind, Yavari hustles to catch up with her squad. Though to call them such still didn't sit right with her. She had signed up a few months ago with the Skyfire Legion in hope of going off-planet, taking on exciting jobs, and living by the noble code of the famed elite mercenary group. But the team she'd been saddled with operated more like a band of self-serving thugs than a bonded unit. And so far, all the jobs they had taken were here on Triaxis, acting as security and glorified bouncers for various groups and organizations. Just like the job they were headed to now. Extra security for a bank. How exciting. Yavari catches up just as the group slows at the employee entrance at the rear of the building. The burly, balding Riforian at the front of the line holds up his fist for a halt and presses his keycard to the pad next to the door. The heavy panels begin to slide open, but suddenly an alarm sounds and the doors stick in place. The squad reflexively draws their weapons as the commander turns his head to bellow,
Star Eater, get up here! Get this door open!
Within seconds, Yavari reaches the entrance. She wedges her thick fingers into the small gap between the panels and with a sudden burst of excitement-fueled strength, rips the doors from the frame and throws them aside.
All right, let's move, team. Go, go, go!
Yavari and the elf burst through the doorway following the commander. The legionnaires rush down the halls of the rural bank, searching for the source of the disturbance. Yavari, at the tail of the formation, rounds a corner as the sounds of gunfire begin to reverberate throughout the foyer. One of her squad, a smaller, green-scaled dragonkin, fires his rifle, dropping into Keshti. Yavari's elven teammate fires a spray of bullets from his automatic rifle, wounding both the other Akeshti and the Sheeran. The elf lets out a gruff laugh as he sees the young Sheeran try to scramble behind cover. The elf palms a grenade from his belt and pulls out the pin with teeth that are bared in a cruel grin. But before he can lob the incendiary across the room, his head snaps back, recoiling from a laser blast to the face. As he drops to the floor in front of her, Yavari sees, of all things, a halfling. A small man stands silhouetted in the frame of the front door, with his pistol raised, the barrel still smoking from the shot. The halfling darts away from the onslaught of bullets and a laser blast towards his companions, and Yavari hears him call out,
Stay low, boys, I'm coming for you!
He manages to take shelter behind a counter, just as Yavari sees the grenade roll from the hand of the dead elf.
Grenade!
She drops prone behind a nearby desk as a small explosion rips through the lobby. Her commander is all but eviscerated, and enough of the shrapnel tears into the foyer that Yosoki is shredded, and the remaining Akeshti is pierced in a dozen places.
Shit, this ain't at all going to plan.
Tex thinks to himself as the explosion booms throughout the room. He knew that re-entering the bank was a fool's errand. But he couldn't let the kid go out like this. Easing out from behind the counter, he sees the body of his crew and steals his resolve.
Gotta get the kid out. Only two of the guards remain, both dragonkin. One silver, one green.
Yavari slowly stands, her head still ringing from the blast. There's blood and viscera everywhere. Everything seems blurred as she makes her way to her only surviving teammate. The green dragonkin is limping as he slowly moves toward the counter where the halfling and the Sheeran took cover. He clutches his side, blood flows freely from a gut wound.
Sarge, it's over. They're down. We need to stop your bleeding.
Yavari rasps as she reaches to aid her squad mate. The green dragonkin snaps his jaws at her outstretched claw, and through gritted fangs he growls,
It's over. Once I sink my teeth into that little fucker's face.
No, I don't think all that's necessary.
The halfling's voice sounds from behind the counter.
Look now, I know when I'm licked. That's fine, you got me, I'll surrender. Just let the kid go. He didn't know what he was getting into, and this ain't on him.
Silence hangs in the air for a moment.
All right then, little man, throw out your gun.
Another moment of silence. Then three pistols slide across the floor away from the counter.
All right. Now you come out with your hands up.
From behind the counter, Ivari hears the sound of a pained gasp and shuffling feet. Then slowly rounding the corner, she sees the halfling, his hands up, and a wounded Shirin on his knees. One hand up and the other braced on the shoulder of the shorter man for support. Seeing the armor fully for the first time, Tex nods.
All right, then, legionnaires. I did my part. Now let the boy go.
Ivari and Tex both see the vicious grin slip across the sergeant's face just before he squeezes the trigger. For an instant, time seems to slow. Ivari watches as Tex throws himself in front of William, his halfling, a criminal, her enemy, is willing to sacrifice himself for this boy. Driven by primal instinct, Ivari turns on the other dragonkin, placing herself between the would-be robbers and her so-called sergeant. She locks eyes with the green male just as the bullets explode from both of the guns. Ivari's shot knocks the now lifeless green body back against the wall, but too late, as she feels pain rack her chest. From inches away, the high-powered round pierces Yavari's armor, tearing through her heart and out her back and straight into Tex. A crimson bloom erupts from the front of the halfling's duster as the round rips through his body, exploding out of his back, and finally comes to rest as it burrows into the shocked brow of William, the kid. The echo of the dual shots ring through the room for a moment, then silence. Tex and Yavari lay a few feet apart, their lifeless faces turned towards each other. Blood seeps from their bodies until the two pools become one. Slowly, the intermingled blood begins to glow with a faint purple light. As the light intensifies, it travels from the pool back along the blood trails, up into the wounds, and into the ruined hearts of the two. The light continues to pulse, flowing into them, filling up their wounds. As the glow continues to build, pulsing faster and faster, until it erupts into a blinding blaze, Tex and Yavari's eyes snap open. They both draw a deep and violent breath, the light now illuminating the entirety of their forms. From across the room, they stare in confused wonder not just at each other, but at the thick band of now green energy that seems to connect them from heart to heart.
That was super cute, guys. That was awesome. I really like that.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is here they are again, both lying lifeless on the ground. And Zach, I do believe I was kind of a jerk to you last episode and stopped you right in the middle of your turn.
Smitch.
But before we, you know, that is the flashback for them. That's everybody, right? Have we got a little juice on everybody at this point?
I don't think so.
Nope.
We don't know nothing about Sig.
I'm saving it.
Mister.
but you saving know, it. Sig, man, you're with some criminals, dude. You're a prison guard with some criminals.
It's a true
of course,
statement.
You don't know that.
I'm an upstanding citizen.
Except for that one time.
Yeah, just that one time.
If we're speaking in binary code, yeah. Okay, Vin.
Well, the first thing that has to resolve is you have to take your opportunity attack.
I do have to do that, which I will.
Okay. Now we'll get a little extra AC on that and
put it on the board with a natural 20. On the
God, you're fucking killing it the last couple
God,
episodes.
God, I can't believe we waited for that.
Neat.
Oh, man.
Neat.
Sig's eyes just flare at that.
Oh, this is bad, dude. This is bad.
HLP, y'all better get some 20s soon. You just lost your position to the GM, to okay. The swarm.
18 points of slashing damage with that critical hit.
Jesus, I'm not cool. Down, I'm not down, I'm not down. But I only have wait. Okay, 18 and I have 20 health, so I have 2 HP remaining.
Oh my.
I have 20 I mean between stamina and so Vin has 2 health left and no stamina. He just gets absolutely fucked up.
STF TPK.
All right,
Griff, we gotta get out of here.
This motherfucker's got bad juju.
Come on, Toots, let's roll.
So Vin, it just is like, all right, then fuck it. And he presses this button on a device on his belt and activates his cache, his spell cache.
Okay.
And this like holographic technomagical energy coalesces around his hand, and he reaches out, and instead of a like a circle of runes the way that it has been before, he just sort of spins it like it's a fucking wheel in Wheel of Fortune, and the runes appear very quickly, and he goes, fuck you, bugs, and he just punches through it, and this thermal wave just erupts outward in front of him in a cone, which will hit both of those bugs, I believe.
Yep.
And he casts Overheat.
Holy shit. Alright, so, I want you to take an inspiration for that description.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Okay.
That was cool as shit.
Yeah, fuck you, bugs.
Well, it won't help me right now. But yeah, let's go. Let's get it. Ooh, a 7 and an 8, boy. 15
wow.
damage.
Do I roll any reflex saves here?
Yeah, it's a DC 15 reflex for half. 15.
Right, just don't worry about it.
Start with
don't even worry about it. Worry about
start
it.
With the Vorfoma. So that's a 14.
Nice.
So that's a fail. All right, let's talk about the Korovox, the boss. Boss bug. It's got a lot better reflex save. Yeah, that's going to be a 16 on that.
Okay.
So he'll take half, and the other one will take the full damage. So what was the full damage?
15.
15. All right, you kill that Vorfoma that's chilling out there. Just blast it. It just erupts into an ash pile of wings and exoskeleton. The other one is only going to take half of that, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to be 7 damage. But this thing is looking bloodied at this point. You've put the hurting on it. Yavari, I need you to spend a resolve to stabilize.
Can do.
Okay. Tex, I also need you to spend a resolve to stabilize.
Can do.
Natasi, you're up.
Natasi sees Vin run in, pump that big ass fucking overheat. But also she sees Yavari basically dead in front of her, and then did take a real nasty hit running out. I don't have direct line of sight on Vin anymore, but I gotta channel. I think it should still affect Vin. He seems close enough.
You
just
might want
slightly
to step
around
up
a corner
into the doorway, right? Just so you have
the only way I would be able to get both to do the burst is if it's a full round action of channeling.
I'm not sure how you get Vin in that from where you're standing right now. I mean, like, I'm trying, but I don't see it.
What's the radius? Or the...
Well,
it's a 30-foot radius.
Okay. But how does that interact with doors and walls and stuff?
It's magic. It goes through it. It's fine.
Magic, dude. Come on.
So it is a radius... versus like a cone?
Yes.
All right. I'll give it to you. Or maybe game works. I don't know. Either way, you can do it.
I'll tell you what. I will look up how this actually works for next time, but I do think it's somewhat valid that like the area around her, it just kind of becomes, I guess maybe you could say, unholy. and that channels some healing into all of her friends.
This one here,
I don't think he's into his hit. And honestly, with dynamic lighting, I don't see Tex, but I don't think
Tex is definitely not in it.
Oof.
Okay. 10 hit. I don't think that's going to spill over in any stamina,
I will take it, dude. I will take it.
Gladly.
Guys, you know what would be really cool is if that fucking Sheeran priest could heal somebody.
That'd
be so
fucking
cool.
Great, man.
All right, so how much did you get on that heal?
10 total.
10 total? All right, so that's 10 for Vin, 10 for Yavari.
And Adam, I know what you're thinking. It's just my allies. Not here in the Korlax, too.
Even if it's unholy.
Yeah, Loadsworth doesn't get any.
You got
of it.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. So
much appreciated, though. Much yes. appreciated.
I got you, babe.
That's huge. Sigurd, you're up.
Sigurd's face mask just, and he's looking around the room. He sees Tex down. He sees Yavari down. And I think the thing that hurts him the worst is that he promised to have Vin's back, and Vin just got slapped down by this thing. And he's just, no, 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 not again. Not again. Betty, stop. Betty, stop. And you can see with his face mask down, there are tears coming out of his eyes, but they hit his cheeks and they turn into this blue, black smoke. Betty, stop. Betty, stop. Stop. Stop resisting. Stop resisting. And he pumps all of his entropy into Betty and slams at this thing, spending a point of inspiration as he does so.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
I don't know how to do that. I'll resolve that later. That is a natty 13, which with the inspiration will go to a dirty 20 against EAC.
That's a hit.
Get him.
Fucking yes.
Holy shit. Fourteen points of bludgeoning damage as he just sends Betty into the jaws of this thing.
The thing just, like, I mean, Betty just, like, collapses its chest. And, I mean, you have put so much damage on this thing. It literally on its last pincer, you know. I mean, like, you guys just see gore erupt from the impact as Betty smashes into this Korovox. Acid goes everywhere. I mean, it doesn't singe you or hurt you. It serendipitously misses all of you, but you see it go everywhere. And this thing is barely hanging on. And I mean, damn, dude, that was fucking crazy. That's the end of the round.
What the fuck is going on with Sigurd?
All of a sudden, basically nobody can see this because Tex is out. So Vin, all you can see is a bright green glow coming from around the corner of the hall. This is Swarm's turn.
Okay.
Curious.
The Swarm Vorfomas are dead.
Yay!
The Dredger is on Tex. And as Tex is about to have his face ripped apart by this Dredger, it just, Vin, you see it just explode in a, like, shock of green. And you see Loachwort step out.
What?
With Bullshit. A smug on his face and said, "My God, are we going to get off this fucking planet or not? Do I have to do everything around here?" And it's the Korovox's turn.
My boy!
So glad I'm unconscious and didn't hear that.
The Korovox, and it's probably last death throes, is going to full attack Yavari.
Why wouldn't he full attack Sig, who just knocked his fucking teeth in?
Because Yavari's down. She's easy prey.
You are down.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you just
she's
got healed
up. She's on the ground.
Up.
She's conscious.
I'm on the ground. I'm prone.
Conscious. Yeah, she's got 10 hit points back. Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, I'm basically
invincible.
I'm going
to roll the die
to
see who I attack here. It's going to be either Vin, Sigurd, or Yavari. 1-2, Vin. 3-4, Sigurd. 5-6,
I'll tell you what,
Yavari.
Adam. Let me know if this is valid. I'll spend an inspiration to give myself extra extra numbers on that die.
Oh,
he's leaning back. He's thinking.
He's y'all don't even about see. It. Look, he got like three buttons undone. He's leaning back. He's thinking about stuff. Shit's getting serious.
All right, Ben is one. Star Eater is six. Give me an inspiration and you're the rest.
All right. There's my two inspiration.
And take it down another button, you coward.
All right, that is two. So the attack goes to Sigurd. Full attack on Sigurd. First attack is a 13.
Nope.
That was going to miss. Second attack is less than that and a miss. So Sigurd draws the damage, or draws the attack, draws the aggro, and thing is dead. Vin, you're up. Come on. Clean us up.
There's actually... Wait. No. If I cast a spell... Wait, okay. Vin will take a 5-foot guarded step and just use the last of his, like, fizzling energy to try to cast Energy Ray.
Okay.
All right, so he'll choose fire, and okay. I have to make a ranged attack.
Okay.
And then on a hit, the ray deals 23 damage.
Deals 23 damage?
1d3, dude.
I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. Why don't you just use this the whole time? Constantly?
Why would you do anything else?
Why are we even in this fight?
What is my plus to that? I rolled a natural 18.
There, you got it.
I got it? Okay.
Yep.
I guess I'll roll a d6 and make that the... Or here, I'll just roll it and roll 20. That'll be easier. Max damage! 3 damage!
3 damage.
He just sends an energy ray of fire right at the thing. Is that not going to get it?
That gets it.
Oh!
That gets the kill. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Fucking A! Vin says, exasperated.
Zalonin runs over to you, Tex, and puts his Sheeran claws on you.
On either side of Billy Gibbons, who's licking my face.
And then when he does that, like, Vin, you see him just kind of, like, kind of not reel back, not necessarily in fear, but, like, overwhelmed. And then, Tex, you are going to gain 4 HP.
Okay.
And you just see, when you come to, you just see Zalonin looking at you, just like staring into your soul.
Is this Texas?
I don't know what Texas is, but you are... I'm glad that you survived.
And, I mean, it's time to go, because you guys hear these swarm. I mean, this fuel pump is... And it's just drawing them to them. And you can actually hear them starting to scuttle down through the tunnel that was carved out by these that you just fought. What do you do?
So I start to get up, I'm assuming with the help of Zonin and Hookstanges. And I like turn to him and like kind of softly say, "Get everybody together. We gotta fucking go, man."
Vin will run over to Tex and "Ain't no time, little buddy. We got to go. We got to go." And just like pick him up.
Down.
I was like, "What the fuck, dude?" Yeah, I was like, "Hey, he's dead."
And Zalonin looks at you and he says,
"You just said that. I don't understand.
He can't hear nothing." We'll talk about it later. Come on, get everybody together. We got to fucking go, man. We got to blow this popsicle.
Let's go. It's time to get the fuck off this planet. Come on. I saved the day. Y'all follow me.
I hate this guy so fucking much.
If Vin could hear him, he'd be pissed.
Unpopular opinion, he's my favorite.
Yeah, Sigurd's still on the body of this thing.
And Loachwork, like, pulls you up by the scruff of your neck and pulls you to your feet. And what'd you say, Griff?
Sig's still on the body of this thing. Like, if you can see him, it looks like he's moving, like, almost mechanically. And, like, Yavari's can hear and is conscious, and he's just pounding it with the shield, like smash, knees over smash. The body. You just hear, "Stop resisting! Stop resisting! Stop resisting!" And you can tell, like, he's like moving in these strange, like, jerky movements as he brings the shield down and then comes back up and then just swings it back down, and like he's making contact with the ground at this point, and he's still just like muttering this now, and like it looks like he's beyond whatever's happening in the room.
Yavari will look across him, makes and see that, you know, Zalonin, Hoopstanges, whatever, is got Tex, and she'll kind of look back at Sig and be like, and she'll kind of reach out a claw to try and like sort of like, Sig, we've got to go. Come on, it's dead.
Betty,
let's go.
Stop. And he looks at you, and it looks like his eyes like clear of this smoke that's been like covering him this entire combat. We gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go.
Yeah, you right.
So yeah, imagine y'all haul
ass our way
onto
the ship.
Yeah,
dude.
Hell yeah.
You can see out of the corner of your eye, then, that the fueling is complete. You know, completed sometime during the combat, and so you guys get everybody in. Onto the ship. You guys are kind of helping escort everybody in. And I imagine maybe even Vin is kind of like just shooting into the tunnel just to kind of like hold things off, you know, buy some more time. And everybody gets on the ship, and you pull up the ramp just as the swarm bursts through into the hangar. And I'm talking like overwhelms the hangar. There are swarm everywhere, and they're all just like climbing over the ship. Tick, 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 tick. And you can see through the little portholes, them trying to break the portholes, and they're just, I mean, everywhere you look, it's just covered with swarm. And who's the pilot?
Me!
Okay, so, yeah, you make your way quickly to the, I imagine everybody makes their way to the bridge, and Loachwort says, "Oh man, well we're on this thing now, and none of us know how to fly. Who's gonna fly us out of here? We're fucking doomed. You led us right into a trap.
Yavari's gonna fly us out of here. Don't you worry about it.
Hey, what's this fucking windbag even saying, mate? I can't hear him, but he's flapping his fucking gums. I don't even like it.
I just like shush you, like shh.
The old lady that you met, like when you first came in here, walks over to Loachwort and literally slaps him across the face.
Says, "Now, Loachwort, these fine folk are gonna help us get off. Shut your fucking trap. Everybody's belt in. We're in for a rough exit.
And great. Yeah, okay. So as the doors open, the hangar doors open above you, snow and swarm just falls in on the hangar. Just like, I mean, just bugs of all sorts just start, like, swarming, literally swarming into the hangar. And you have the engines, and they kick on and, like, blast. You hear the screeches of the swarms that were climbing on. The thrusters get just irradiated immediately. And you lift up. And as you kind of emerge up, and you know, above the surface, you see that Rayo City is, you have never seen this much swarm in one place. It is completely covered. Swarm are climbing up skyscrapers, you know, and just pulling shit down, busting out windows. A swarm that you can't even wrap your head around, you know, like, what is that kind of component? And Yavar is just steadily pulling you up. And once you get kind of above the city proper, you see kind of right on the outskirts that that's where the center of the swarm is. And in the center of the swarm is this huge creature. A hydra-like beast with multiple heads that towers
above the swarm almost raises itself to the height of a skyscraper itself. Its multiple heads just swinging around, screaming, bellowing, obviously commanding the swarm. This is godlike, titan-like version of the swarm right at the center. And it just, all of the heads fall back, look straight up into the sky, and bellow. And the resonance of that shakes your ship as you're leaving Suskalin. Your ship is shaking as it's trying to get out of the atmosphere, as this creature screams in rage, trying to knock you out of the sky with its voice alone. Swarm components start flying after you, and you finally break free of Susklin's gravity well with a sense of relief.
There's more as tits.
And despair. Because you did get off the planet, but what you can see below you is total and utter destruction. The swarm seems to cover the entire city of Reyes to where you can't even see buildings anymore. Fires, explosions, tumbling buildings are below you as you go into the relative emptiness of space above. The evacuees, you hear them cheer in joy, but then mixed with stressful sobs as the Terminus Wild's artificial gravity kicks in. And the unfiltered light of the sun fills the vessel's observation windows. The ship passes through a debris field in low orbit, hundreds of small impacts bouncing off the shields. The mood aboard the ship turns dour quickly as it becomes apparent that the Terminus Wild is passing through the remains of hundreds of other ships that were destroyed in the battles that raged above the planet. Who's your science officer?
That position currently is open.
I mean, I guess that Vin can serve that role for something.
Yeah, let me get a computer's check.
Okay.
Twenty-four. You immediately can sense that there are two swarm components, some fleet furies, tailing you on your exit. You detected them, and so you got kind of a jump on them, so you're going to get to pick your starting position when we go into starship combat.
Yeah!
Oh! Here we go.
All right.
So I'm assuming you tell us that there's two ships sailing us? No. Just gonna let us find out when we get shot down.
No, Vin will say, "Hey, something big's following us, mates. We got something on our tail."
All right, look, somebody get on the damn guns.
On it.
Okay, so we got Sigurd on the guns. We got Yavari piloting. We got. What are you gonna do, Vin?
Vin will be the engineer / science officer, I suppose.
All right. What about you, Tex?
Man, I'm the captain.
Oh, well, tell me how you take into that role. I want to hear that.
Hold up. I thought Loadsworth had that
coming. Oh, shit.
I will slit Loadsworth's throat. I don't know. He saved me. I've already, told somebody get on the guns. I said Yavari was going to pilot us out of here. I mean, I think to some degree he's already just,
You're kind of just naturally falling into it. Yeah. Yeah.
And he was as we kind of learned from the flashback that we did, he was kind of the leader of his gang. So I don't think he even makes an active decision. He just falls into it, you know?
Indeed. Well, I just gave you guys control of the Terminus Wild character sheet.
I mean, I'm still here too, but that's cool.
Oh, well, what are you going to be? I thought you were just the resident spacer. You just space people that aren't fighting, you know?
All right, calm down.
Put Loadsworth out the damn airlock.
All right, so I would actually ask a favor of Zach here. Zach, if you could main engineering and then maybe alt to the guns if you have to, because I think you have piloting ranks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Well, if your backup can be the guns, I'm going to lock down the magic officer, and then I've got a little trick up my sleeve for science officer.
Okay. Okay. Fair. Fair. Sounds good.
Okay.
Cool.
Here we are at the one and only Starship Combat of Book One of Attack of the Swarm, and what I wanted is you guys are almost finally free of Suskalyn, and you managed to get the ship full of the remaining survivors that didn't make the evacuation. You managed to all make it through the fight. I thought for sure that Tex was a goner, and Yavari even more so. But now you're sitting in the bridge of this ship that you barely know, trying to fight off these two Swarm Fleet Furies that are tailing you. I imagine you'll want to be facing them to start?
Yes.
Right?
Wouldn't mind it.
If the weapons are any indication.
Yes. All right. So, one thing that happens as you arise through the atmospheres, as does your power level, so you guys are now all level 3. So for listeners, basically what that means is they're going to be operating as level 3 characters for the Starship Combat. We'll deal with what they actually get in their level ups on the next book. But for you guys listening at home, they're going to be doing things at level 3. Let's get started with round 1 of Attack of the Swarm Starship Combat with the engineering phase.
Do you think that we're far enough away that I need to divert to engines?
I would this time.
Okay. So yeah, so Vin will, you know, start to turning knobs and clickety clacking and attempt to divert power to the engines. So that's going to be a DC 14.
All right.
On the engineering check.
Let's see how you do.
Oh no.
Doesn't look good, folks. Doesn't look good.
It's barely under it, dude. It's a 13.
Oh,
man. Now those are like 13.
Those are worse rolls than like a 2 or a 3, you know? Like the one that just barely misses.
When do you have, because it's been a little while since I've done any sort of Starship Combat. When do you have to decide to use the ship's computer bonus?
Before you roll.
Okay.
The magic officer also acts in the engineering phase, and one of the magic officer's abilities is called scrying. So, basically, it's a shot for shot replacement of the scan. So Natasi is going to kind of glow all over with this red kind of static electricity over her. She rolls a mysticism check. Okay.
Okay,
dude, you know me.
Calm,
I'm
rules.
All about that calm. That's going to be a 24. What I'm resolving against is 5 plus 1.5 times the tier of the starship being scanned. Okay, but here's I get more and more stuff.
It. Yeah, yep.
So I need to know by how many I beat that number.
Okay.
My number was 24.
So you beat it.
God,
nine would be the DC, the base DC.
Okay. So I beat that 3 times over.
He just blows up one of the enemy starships outright.
Okay. So if I'm reading this correctly, I get the basic information, crew complement, ship classification, speed, size, maneuverability. I also get the defenses, so AC, target lock, hull points, shield points on each quadrant, core PCU value. I also get the weapon information and any load.
So you basically ran a scan.
Which is effective because we got
loads
worth.
You basically ran a scan without a computer. Wow.
Yes. A really, really effective scan.
All right, so, this is a one-third tier ship. Both of them are. They're tiny starships. What else do you get to know? They're AC.
Everything.
They have a 15 everything. AC, 15 target lock. They have 35 hit points. They have no shields.
No shields?
No shields.
Yeah.
You also, with this... realize that they don't have a crew because they are a living thing.
They're living?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the ship itself is a swarm component.
All right, Adam.
Yes.
We're level 3 right now.
Yes.
Would you please allow me to just sneak in a quick 0 level spell here? I have telepathic message. And so now you guys hear a message in your heads. Hello, I'm back. Been a while since we've talked, but I've learned a lot about myself in the last hour or so. And now I can speak directly to you.
And then she just exposition dumps everything she learned.
Wow. Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's awesome. Okay. So that was the engineering phase. Pilots, let's roll our helm phase.
Ooh, sorry. Actually, that's one per level, so I'm not going to tell Tex.
Tell the captain.
Why would you get to tell Tex? That's the literal worst decision.
No. I guess it's probably... I love you, bud, but you're just shooting stuff. Like,
just point me in the right direction.
Exactly.
Before the pilots roll their stuff, I'm going to use my captain action.
Okay.
Because I can do that in any phase. And I am going to encourage Yuvari, because the engineering phase didn't help her out. So he comes up, puts a hand on her shoulders, like, look, baby girl, I know shit's been rough. You got to fly this tub. You got to get us in good position so we can take these things out, all right? I believe in you.
Nice. So, okay. What's that, diplomacy, right?
It is diplomacy, yes. Which will be a 16.
And what's the DC? 10 plus?
I think it's 15 plus.
And what I'm seeing just says DC 15, so I don't know.
Oh, just a hard 15. I think that's right. So you're good. You make the, because it's really not about the ship in that case. It's about you.
Yeah. So she gets a +2 to her piloting role.
Very nice. All right. Emily, I will allow you to roll that either on your pilot action or your pilot initiative, your choice.
Let's do initiative.
All right. Well, let's roll it.
Okay.
Okay, what'd you get?
I'm gonna roll it on the thingy.
Okay.
This confuses me still.
You could use a computer.
You can't use a computer. Well, yeah, you could on
initiative. Yeah, we have two of them, right?
Well, I didn't. So, fuck. Okay, 25 on the roll.
+2.
So 27.
Jeez.
Yeah, that'll get it. What that means is that the Terminus Wild gets to wait and see what the other ships do before they make their maneuver. So the Swarm Fleet Furies are going to move first. And then there they're going to turn.
Ooh, they're quick little boogers.
In the face, yes they are. Okay, they have just flanked the Terminus Ward. The Terminus Wild, yep. All right, but it is now your turn to fly this. So what are you going to do, Yuvari?
I think I want to, and I'm going to kind of look over my shoulder if anybody else wants to, back off so that we can, like, get them with our forwards.
As long as we can get it with the forward, I'm pleased.
Yeah,
hey, you're the pilot, baby girl.
Okay, all right, yeah, Yuvari is, but Emily fucking sucks at this.
There's
only one way to learn.
There's
only one way to learn.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to try and scoot back a little bit so that we can get them back in our forward arc.
So all right, so that's going to be a piloting check. You can use the computers on this.
I would like to use a computers on this.
That's going to give you a +2 bonus to that piloting check. What is the DC for a back off?
The DC for a back off is going to be a DC 10 plus 1.5 times.
So you're looking at a 14.
14.
Looking at a 14. But you use your computers. So that's going to. Did you use it on that roll?
I pushed yes.
Oh, then that doesn't get it. So that's including the computer. The 13 includes the computers? It does. So you do not get it.
Hey.
You move back one hex.
This isn't counting my rank.
Your piloting ranks?
Yeah, it's only got me at 2 ranks.
Hey, so one more rank puts you at 14.
Just
freaking in it. Wow.
What, it's like you're level 3 or something.
I know, it's like I'm level 3. Yeah, so we'll scoot back a little bit.
How many hexes
half
did
speed.
You
get? I mean, half how many hexes can
so
the Terminus Wild go?
Yeah, 6. What is our speed is 6?
Yeah, we're real quick, like.
Opposite of.
3, so yeah.
Still, that puts you in great position as we go into the gunnery phase. There's one computer left. As Griffin has discovered that this ship has a duo node computer, Mark II, so it's 2+2 bonuses out there for the taking. Remember that as we go into the next round. But Griffin, let's get that gunnery check.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I move us in the right direction? I can't tell actually which way we're facing.
I think we're facing directly at this northernmost one.
Right. Yeah, well, your forward arc is good either way.
Your forward arc is facing down this channel right here, basically splitting them like goalposts.
Yeah, so you can either one you can...
Yeah, so you can hit both of them in your arc.
Cool.
All right. Good. Sig's going to go ahead and fucking full throttle this shit. Drop into a barrage here. He's gonna fire at will, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
So here's the thing, though.
It's like a full attack.
It is, but you have to have more than one. You can't fire the same weapon twice.
Oh, I know, because we have two guns in our forward arc, as well as a turret that can fire.
So tell
in any
us
arc.
About the weaponry aboard this ship that you just confiscated.
Well, Sig's like looking as everybody's doing shit, and he feels the ship moving, and I guess he knows that there's stuff, even though he wasn't included in that message. But he's like, "Oh shit, gyro laser, twin lasers, all right. Ooh, a light plasma torpedo, and we got a laser net. These guys are fucked." And so, all right,
so the forward arc is what?
Is going to be the gyro laser and the twin laser. Our turret is the laser net, and in our aft arc is the light plasma torpedo. Since he's using the forward arc, he's going to fire the twin laser and the turret, and the twin laser being a 5d8 damage weapon is going to be what he uses the computers on.
So that'll be a -2 on that attack, and then a -4 on your gyro laser.
Yep.
And they're all going to the same ship?
Yeah,
one
I'm
going to
fire them both at the northernmost, hoping that he can, like, just decimate one. Okay, we got a 17 and a 19, baby. We in it.
This thing just might be dead.
Nice,
so
dude.
I know both of those are good.
Is that with your minuses? It's like a full attack.
Those are 17, 19s on the die, though.
Yeah, on the die.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, so the one, the smaller damage...
gyro laser?
The laser net is going to deal 6 points of damage.
6?
And then we're getting into some heavy damage territory. I don't even have enough D8s. Next time I'll bring 5. So...
Y'all are gonna pick this shit.
It's 21 points of damage.
Plus the -6. Right? Or is that 21 total?
That was 21 on the dice. I don't know. Does it have a...
No, but no, I'm talking about that's 21 for that particular weapon.
Oh,
plus
yeah,
the -6.
21 and 6, so 27 total damage.
Alright. They're gonna do their gunner's phase, and they... fucking can't shoot you.
Do they have critical?
Do we resolve the damage at the end? You know.
Oh, right.
Sam will shoot.
Yeah, it's true.
But they can't shoot you because they don't have a weapon in the arts necessary. All right, so we're looking at 27 damage being dealt at the end of this turn as these two Swarm Fleet Furies come up on them. But you guys knew that they were coming, and like you kind of lured them in by going slow, and then just your pilot's like, all right, and threw on the, did the whole like brake thing when people are coming up on you, and you know, like in a chase scene or whatever, and you brake, and all of a sudden the two people chasing you are facing each other, shooting
Hit
each
that
other.
E-brake, baby.
Old, yeah. Old baby driver.
Baby girl driver. Okay, so like. And you just drift back, and Sigurd unleashes a barrage of spaceship star power right on this thing for 27 damage. Yeah, we're talking about some critical thresholds here.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay. So that's going to be three different thresholds. Three.
Nice.
Damn.
Plus the first spark. Critical hit hits the engines.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
The next one hits the power Ooh. Core. My God, y'all. And the next one hits the engines again, putting the engines into malfunctioning stage.
Nice.
What does an organic creature's engine look like?
Yeah.
Their heart. You basically stop their heart.
Their lungs or something.
Holy cow, what a first round of Starship combat with this crew. Going back to the top, engineering phase. Vin, what you got?
Vin will forego an engineering check in order to fire the guns. In order to say, this computer don't make no sense. Fuck it. And he'll just, like, swipe his screen over to a targeting reticule. And
okay.
I'm going to shoot him instead.
All right. Sounds good. What about you, Natasi?
All right. I had a plan to do a little seat switching myself, but we didn't take any damage from that last go. So Natasi is going to stay in the magic officer seat. And again, she's going to heighten her consciousness and tap into a different varietal of magic than she's kind of used to. I mean, when this campaign have we seen her use scrying before? That's what I did the first round. But again, something weird here. Precognition. Yeah, take a little roll here of my mysticism.
Not so much.
Natural one.
Oh,
that's,
no.
That's what I said. That's what I said. She's not used to it.
It's going on the board.
It's going to resolve to, I think, a 13, which even at a natural one is just shy of what we need. We need a 14, I believe.
Yeah.
Fuck just missed me. It. I needed a 2 on the die to succeed that check. All right.
That's when you take that computers and just use it as assurance.
If I could, I would, but it is far too late. So, that's the turn.
All right. Well, we're to the helm phase. So, pilots, captain.
I call out. I'm not using my captain action, but I'm still standing next to Yuvari, and I tell her, use the computers for this one. I'm going to pump them guns.
Okay.
You done good. She's like nervous. She hasn't flown in a while, so this is exciting. Okay, so then I'm going to use your computers, though, for the initiative.
Okay.
And 20.
20 total. All right. Oh, well, actually, it's 21.
It's 21. Right. Yeah, I got to update that. Thank you.
Yep. All right, let's see here. Actually, I need to roll it off the sheet because they're all glitching and stuff.
Get them glitches, baby.
So that's a 20. So just you got it by one. You got it by one.
Got him. Nice.
Okay. I mean, that's, damn. I rolled a 20 with a minus 4. I'm on a minus 4 with this malfunction on my engines here. Okay, so you get to go, or I go first, right? That's mm-hmm. the deal here. All right. One is going to move and kind of turn and use its turn to kind of drift around to try to line up against you. This other one's going to try to move over here, catch you in an arc. So they're spreading out their arc a little bit. But you guys get to go now.
Okay, well, in that case,
charge his ass!
I'm thinking... I'm sorry, I'm reading. Reading's hard.
Reading and math can't be hard every time.
Come on, you don't know me!
they're both hard. It's difficult.
Actually, you do know me. You should know better. We can only go six. That kind of, like, is a little lame.
Yeah, I maybe should have diverted power to the
end. I mean, you can run right up on the weakened motherfucker and we can take him out.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do, because... And I'm sorry, this one right here, yeah?
Correct, yes.
Yep. And that's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna...
If you can actually get somewhere between them... You can get one in our forward and one in our aft, and we have weapons in both.
Yeah.
But we also know that they don't... They got in between us, right? They got us between them. That's what they were trying to do on their first pass. And when we left, they couldn't hit us.
Yeah, well, but we're trying to take one of them out, so you only have to worry about one.
Okay. All right, so we'll just bop... And then yay? Is that about yay? Everybody happy?
Yeah, you can face the weakened one and have the aft towards the space east.
Space east.
I mean, so, Yavari's actually doing some pretty slick piloting here. She drops now right into the middle of them and lines up the shot, you know. And Sigurd, you know, you've got your view screen... kind of your targeting computer, and she just sets you up perfectly for like a direct shot against this thing. We are in the gunner phase now.
Yeah, I move over to the gunners and like real quick, no hesitation, which one of y'all is a better shot?
And when you make your way like up to the fucking control, you find Sig is like, he already has a cigarette lit. And he's sitting in the... He looks like he's almost made it, like, weirdly homey in this gunnery station. He's got, like, Betty propped up.
How did you have time?
He's got Betty propped up. He's got his cigarette lit, and he turns.
He's got a small black Betty model.
Yeah, he turns. He sees Tex coming up the ramp to him. He takes the cigarette out of his mouth. He's like, take a drag. I got this. And he licks his lips and he like zeroes in.
I mean, I'm asking mechanically who has the better piloting ranks, I guess.
I'm at a plus six with my dex and my base attack bonus.
I have a plus seven. Well, it'd be plus eight with my level three, actually. So.
Okay, so Tex takes a long drag off the cigarette, turns to Sigurd. He says, look, you done good. We crippled the shit out of this boy right here. Let's take him down, and then we can use the aft arc to put some pepper on the other one, all right? You're doing great, buddy.
No problem.
Slap you on the shoulder.
I'm not going to fire a will, though, right?
I mean, you... So, you could...
Because goddammit, I want to.
And then have Zach fire the aft arc.
Hey, yeah. Big guy... I'll get the plasma torpedo and the laser net.
All right. I got the gyro laser. Oh, and my little friends, the twin lasers.
Okay. Well, you're going to get a plus two, Sigurd.
To one of those.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking that on the twin laser. I have to
roll to see.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Roll.
But I rolled a natural 20, and I have a plus 11 diplomacy.
Oh, so. Put it on the board, baby.
Wow. Don't get used to it, but because I'm feeling fun tonight, I'll let you apply that boost to both both of you are fire at will.
The natural 20, I give it to both of you?
Yeah.
Well, no, no, no.
Both
you get
shots.
To apply to both of
to
his
both
attacks.
Shots.
Both of his shots, yeah.
Hey, you are inspired by your captain.
That's amazing, because that is a 13 plus 8 and another 19 plus 8. And I think this ship is gone.
Yeah, I mean, it does definitely both hit.
So, first guy here is only 1d8. It's only one damage for the one. And then 22 for the next one.
God damn.
Okay. We'll see what happens. We'll see 22. What happens at the end of this round. But let me go ahead and get my attacks in here. On
wait,
you.
Vin,
yeah, you still got the aft arc.
That's right,
man.
You got the aft arc. Okay.
All right, so Vin will go ahead and fire the laser net first. Do we have any computers left?
I didn't use any, so there's still one.
Yeah,
there's still one. All right, so he'll save it for the light plasma torpedo. So let's go ahead and get the.
So you're firing it, Will?
Yeah, you know I'm firing it.
I know it.
All right, so that's minus 4 to each roll?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. And, right, and you're just adding just your ranks in piloting, right? Is that correct? Or do you add your whole piloting bonus?
No, it's just your ranks.
Just your ranks.
Just your ranks.
Yeah, so, right.
So 3.
Yep, 3 plus, is it plus your dex for that? I think so.
Oh, yeah. I've got this written down because I took my notes.
I'm a pilot, guys. I don't know.
It is your d20 plus your BAB or levels in piloting plus your dex plus your bonus from computers or captain or science officer bonuses plus any sort of range penalties.
So ranks plus dex is your base bonus.
So that would be a natural 19 plus 7 on the first hit.
Boom.
Okay. And then let's go ahead and get that light plasma torpedo. So that will be plus 8. No, plus 9. Plus 9, because I've got the plus 2 from the computer.
But you're counting the minus 4?
Yeah, that's with the minus 4.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a natural 17 on that one.
Oh my god,
saucy.
We're a damn good starship.
Yeah, right. Seriously, y'all just gelled like right here in this moment. You know, like this starship. Holy shit.
So the laser net is 2d6 damage.
Okay.
We need to take this team synergy to our ground battles.
I know.
It's minimum damage, though. It's 2 ones on the D6s, man. Come on.
You got a 3D8
However,
weapon.
I got a 3D8 weapon that I'm going to hopefully get a little better on.
I believe in
a
you.
A 7, a 3, and another 3.
13.
So 13.
So that's going to be 15 damage total on that one. All right, let's see if I can... If I can hit you here.
I think the ship's, like, configured where Vin probably had to, like, get into the other seat in the gunnery station. And, like, Vin and Sig are, like, back-to-back. Like, in swivel chairs. And Sig just, like, give me some skin, baby. And they both, like, spin around in the chairs and, like... Give each other a high five and spin back to the control station.
And when you spin back, I'd give you your cigarette back.
He catches it in his mouth as he rotates around.
Nice.
At the expense of being our resident Star Wars nerd, it's the Force Awakens scene with Finn and Poe and the TIE fighter, like, throwing out back to back.
Oh my God. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm here for it, man.
All right. So a 15 to hit from the one right in front of you. Against AC. Does that hit?
8. That is exactly our AC and TL.
Okay. And then the second one is definitely going to miss.
Wait, does the piloting rank of the pilot affect that?
Yes, but...
It's got 2.
We're showing 2 right here.
Yeah, we're showing 2, not
should
3.
Should be 3.
It should be 3, yeah.
That's making 16 on the AC and the TL.
Gonna pump those numbers up.
Man.
Those are rookie numbers.
That's a miss. That's a miss from both of them. She has these like little mini swarmites, just like an egg, like with spikes on it, launches at you, just flies way off in the distance.
And you just huck a loogie at us?
All right, so let's... talk about this damage. It's both of these, like, you kind of fly through, like, a crisscrossing shot, right? They basically make an X with their shots, and you come in just below both of them and, like, kind of drift sideways in to where you get a nice shot from the front and a couple shots from the back. The one in front of you, gone. Obliterated. Fucking gone. See ya. We'll see ya. The one behind you takes 15 total damage, which is going to be enough to trigger two critical thresholds.
Nice!
So, the first one...
I look over at Loadsworth and just give him the tactical eyes. Like, you see?
Power core.
See?
Nice.
Second one. Life support.
You shot it in the throat.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep, caught it in the brain and in the throat. Right in the lungs.
In the larynx.
Out. In the larynx. Old Steve Larynx.
Steve Larynx. I knew he'd be back.
He's always here.
All right.
He never left.
Round three. Engineering phase.
So Vin will look to Sig and say, "All right, mate, I'll let you clean this one up." And he will attempt to divert power to engines instead of taking a gunnery phase. All right, engineering check. Put it on the fucking board. It's a natural one.
Ah. Oh, shit. Oh.
You said that so confidently. I was like, shit, yes.
That's the round we had. You can't stop saying shit confidently.
Oh, my God. And then, I threw my die in frustration. Nat 20. Fuck me, man.
Oh, shit.
Fuck me.
Alright, what about you?
I gotta study this thing some more. This don't make no sense. It's in a weird language or something.
It's like tapping the screen. What even does mean?
Alright, magic officer, what you got?
Is he still deaf, by the way?
Yes.
But he can talk to Natasi if he wants to. Cause we got that telepathy for the next 30 minutes minus 12 seconds. So she's going to continue what she's been doing with this precognition because...
Just don't roll the ones, dude. Just don't roll the ones. I know.
I've got science officer thingy stuff I want to do, but...
Y'all aren't taking any damage.
Yeah.
Dude, this gangster ship is going hard.
I think it's like gangster jury rig too. That's why Vin's having a hard time.
It's a one again.
Yeah,
I think. That's
Are you
a
serious?
One again.
Oh man, oh,
different
bro.
Die.
Hey, I feel your pain, Steve. I feel that.
On the flip side, I do think this being a gangster jury rigged ship is like why Tex feels so comfortable.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well. We going into the helm phase.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna try another computer on this one. And 18. Nope. 19.
Okay. That's not really good in Starship Combat. However, I rolled worse than you.
Yay!
with an 17. Ah! So.
That's all I ever wanted.
Or I get to go. Or yeah. I get to go. Yeah. I what is he going to do at this point? He's just going to turn to face you. I have to actually move to do that, though, right?
Because you have to move to turn.
Yeah.
Or no, not unless you have. If you have perfect maneuverability.
No, I have good. I have good maneuverability, so I have to move. Right, that's the deal. So do that. He's gonna turn. Face you.
So
is he technically still aft?
Still aft of you, yes.
Okay.
Alright, what about you, Yavari? Been doing alright so far.
There's like no way to get him. Can I just kind of.
You can flip and
flip
burn?
Flip and burn?
Yeah.
Like. I want to do that. That's cool. I want to do something cool.
Y'all are about to flip this yacht. Like, y'all about to flip this yacht.
It's a gangster fucking ship. You know he's up for it.
You got this whole crew of people in the back, like,
loads works, let's blowing see. Up chunks.
Yeah, for real. He's definitely like, oh my god.
blowing a whole loads worth.
Oh lord.
No.
Okay, so 18 on the piloting maneuver. Now that beats, right? The DC?
I don't know. What's the DC for a flip and burn?
15? Flip and burn. No, 15, it's 19.
Yeah, it's like shit. I'm bad at math.
It's 19.
You didn't use the computers?
No, I already used one on the helm face, and I didn't want to steal them all.
So what happens on a fail there?
On a fail, no rotation.
So yeah, no rotation.
Forward, you half move, your speed.
Yeah, half your speed.
So that's right.
Three hexes forward.
Ramp.
So you'll still be good for the aft arc or not?
Aft arc is good.
Still, aft and turret, I believe. Yep. Unless
I
the
think
range
we're
going to
be
well,
out of
short.
Range yeah. of the laser net.
The
but
laser
we can
net
do...
should be five hexes, right? Short range.
Is that short range? Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget what short range
is. It's just in range.
Yeah.
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 I did that on purpose.
Right. You're doing great.
Nope.
Oh, no, wrong accent. Wrong accent. Hey, you're doing great there. Good job. Titanium mic is my default. I'm so sorry.
Slide right in there.
Okay.
I run over to Sigurd for the gunnery phase. And, like, I'm ecstatic with his performance thus far. I think I take the cigarette out of his mouth, take a drag, hand it back to him.
Like, got any whiskey?
Goddamn right. And I pull out my flask that I,
Your party's up here going, six
It's just
seconds.
Like you just pull it out of your pocket universe. You're just like, hell yeah, pushing like this, like, bam, flask out of Texas, literally.
I think what happens is Sig literally takes a cigarette out of his mouth, puts it in Tex's mouth for a second so he can take a puff, and Tex pulls his flask out and like dumps it into Sig's mouth, and then they flip back.
Perfect unison.
All right, let's get the roll for
those
that.
Things will ruin your lungs and your liver.
That's what we got a doctor for.
I'm assuming right. That's an inspire,
that's
right?
That's what we got a doctor for.
So, Yeah, I'm not going to intimidate him. We're having too good
a
time.
Yeah, it's a diplomacy. Beat a 15.
Yeah. I rolled a 15 on the die, so nice. That's a 26.
Y'all are having a bang-up time.
So I'm going to split the difference, use a computers on one and an inspiration on the other as I go full tilt. Sensei, I'm about to go all out.
Get it, son?
Forgive me.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, 12 and a 16. So the 12, that is normally, so it would be a plus 8 and then minus 4, so that's a 16, so that should hit.
That hits.
All right, so we got him.
Including the, are you using a computer on that one?
That's what I said. I was splitting the, so I was using a computer on one and an inspiration on the other. So that's got me, that's a juicy 9 on the turret damage, and then I'm rocking a torpedo.
Torpedo.
Holy shit, 6, 7, 8. Whoa!
Oh my god!
Done.
Holy
deal.
Crap, so yeah, that's 21.
I'm going to take my shot before you blow this thing out of the air.
This ship is fucking awesome.
Okay, so that's going to hit with an 18.
Yeah, that'll
do us.
We
get one bit of damage off on this as you take him out.
How many critical thresholds does that bypass?
Well, 2 points of damage to your shields.
So zero.
And the other swarm, Fleet Fury, explodes in a mess of organic matter. And you have succeeded swimmingly in your first starship combat. Congratulations, guys. That was amazing.
Hell damn,
fuck yeah.
We got him.
Gelling hard.
That was, I have never seen a Starship Combat play out like that. That was,
I'm such a better captain than a fucking actual fighter. Like, I suck on the battlefield, but I'll captain.
Welcome to Ziva. No, just kidding. She's not a great captain either.
And so you find yourself escaped from Suskalon with a few survivors on your way to Eutranius to meet back up with your commander. And that's the end of the first book of Attack of the Swarm.
Hey! We fucking live!
Man,
we did it!
Got it.
It's been good. It's been good. It's been a lot of fun.
Before, yeah. before we get out of here and finish our drinks, we got to do the tally. Heath?
Oh, yeah.
How did that shit was swinging back and forth, yep, left and right. I have no idea where we're at, yeah, at this point.
So, okay. The way it shakes out is you got to consider STF divides by 3, HLP divides by 2, the GM does not divide, right?
Correct.
So, STF's crit total, critical natural 20 total, is 13.
Wow. Damn. Wow.
So, it's not easy to divide by 3.
Like, so, we'll say 4.
Probably round that down to 4, yeah.
Okay. HLP's natural 20 total,
not good, 4.
So, an average of 2.
Oh! Not a good one.
Which means
trash.
That on the natural 20 competition, you are dead last, because in just the last 2 episodes, Adam tallied up 3 natural 20s and he doesn't divide. So STF first place, the Swarm second place, Hideous Laughter third place in the natural 20s department.
Well, I think we can all agree that with that last Starship Combat, Sig's the natural 20 of your hearts.
Absolutely.
It's true. Well, I mean, for real, we just bonded. Like, your boy Tex has so much more respect for Sig. Not that he didn't have respect for him to begin with. He always knew he was tough.
You and I have had a couple of those. Like, when I gave you when I gave you Betty.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a definite bond developing between Tex and
Might
and
even Sigurd. Be a touch of bromance. It's going to be good.
We'll see. Okay, so as far as the natural ones department, in total, STF had 6. So that'll be an average of 2.
Yeah, okay.
All right, HLP, much like their natural 20s, had 4. So that is also 2, so we're tied.
Ooh.
And the GM, the Swarm, also had 2. 3-way
tie. Oh my god. That's statistically improbable.
Right.
Honestly, that's the best way we could have ended that. Yeah. I am fine with it.
So,
I will
declare this a win for Southern Tomfoolery. If we all tied in the natural ones and we won the natural 20s, we win the round.
I think that's fair.
I see what you're saying.
Well,
I don't like it, but I see it.
Well, we all win against the Swarm for now, and that's what's important. So go ahead and finish your drinks, and we'll see you.
Cheers, everybody. Book 1 down.
Book 1 down. Y'all ain't ready for what this adventure becomes. I'm telling you, y'all have no idea what this is about.
Man, maybe we'll fight some starships with 2/3 of the sea on it.
I know, a level 3 starship against 2 1/3
maybe the intention was